The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, a new proposal by the government could see a crackdown on loyalty cards and the discounts on alcohol. A number of supermarkets do offer alcohol at a reduced price if you use a loyalty card when purchasing alcohol. For more on this, I'm joined by Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist. Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So this proposal is coming from which minister?
Yeah, so this is coming from Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Pat. And essentially what this idea is, consumers at the moment can go into their supermarkets and avail of loyalty scheme cards to basically get certain items that are a little bit cheaper. And that extends to alcohol as well. So you might be able to walk into your supermarket, be a holder of a club card in Tesco, say, or Real Rewards in Supervalue, and see a promotional sign on, say, a bottle of wine that tells you if you're a club card member, you can buy this bottle that usually retails for €12. You can avail of it for €9. So it's these very specific promotions that are being targeted.
Now, do we know why? Is it a health argument?
Well, yes. I mean, all of this falls under the Public Health Alcohol Bill, and that was passed in 2018. And we've seen so many changes in relation to this, not least the fact that Section 23 covered alcohol promotions in retail outlets that came into law in January 2021, Pat. And what that did was prevent people with, say, loyalty cards in supermarkets from getting money off on coupons if alcohol was part of that shopping. And then you have the minimum unit pricing as well that came into effect in 2022. And that's now up for a review this year. The floor pricing on that can be increased if the minister so wishes. But all of it kind of relates to the fact that, yes, alcohol is still a scourge on society. It's misused, causes a lot of problems for people, for families. And the way to do this is to keep prices as high as possible to prevent people from being able to avail of cheap products, essentially.
So the small perk that might be involved in getting €2 off a bottle of wine, Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill wants to take that away.
It certainly sounds that way, Pat. And I wouldn't be a huge fan of these proposals because, you know, I sound like a broken record player here, but we are still living in a cost of living crisis. We even saw food prices go up in March, and we had figures from Kantar telling us how important promotional offers were to consumers, you know, that people really bank on them in terms of doing their shopping. It does sound like a further tax on the poor because, you know, people, alcoholism, you know, it doesn't discriminate between wealthy and poor. But, you know, the richer person isn't going to flinch at the fact that, you know, that €12 bottle isn't on sale now for €9.
Yeah. Now, the idea that the loyalty card, it just doesn't apply to alcohol. I mean, you could be buying bleach and get a euro off your package of bleach. You could get it off bread, off biscuits. Where will the minister stop? Will she say crisps? They're not good for kids. We're going to take those out of the loyalty card system. Maybe soft drinks. Sorry, you can't have those either. I mean, where does it start and end?
Yeah, that's a good point. And just to clarify, the loyalty card system does actually apply to alcohol. I mean, you can't use, say, in-store vouchers to get money off alcohol.
Yeah.
But you can still avail of the loyalty scheme, say, this bottle of spirit that's 22 or €25 could be reduced or on offer to €18 for the club card, a Real Rewards holder, or whichever supermarket you're in. Four of the five main supermarkets in Ireland have loyalty schemes. But I take your point, Pat. It's you know, where does this stop? Because you can argue that there are as much health implications in the likes of these savoury, salty foods, or even these over-processed foods as well. So will that then apply to these foodstuffs?
Next, they'll be telling us we have to walk to the supermarket. You can't drive.
It does seem
because it's bad for us to drive. You know, we should be, you know, exercising, getting our heart rate going in order to do our shopping. I mean, you wonder how big an influence the nanny state is going to have. Reading the text here, public health trying to remove small pleasures. Public health should also tackle people being able to buy gallons of Coke, fizzy drinks for a few euro, known to cause obesity, or ultra-processed foods. Ireland is becoming a dictatorship. My God, with all the problems we have in our health service, the minister has to take the smallest bit of joy out of our miserable lives. The government should lead by example and scrap the reduction they get in the bar in government buildings.
I think, Pat, what we have to look at is that if nothing was being done in the area of alcohol awareness in Ireland, you would say this idea could be welcomed. But we've had so many changes in recent years, and they do seem to be working. And for the average person going into the supermarket shop, the weekly shop, and putting in that 10 euro bottle of wine because they're saving 2 or 3 euro because they hold a club card or they hold a loyalty card. I mean, I don't think that's reason to be looking at changing prices.
The interesting thing is that in the face of a trade war, they're backing down on putting cancer warnings on bottles of alcohol. It seems the Americans are vexed at the whole idea of having to put on bourbon that might be exported to Europe, that you might have those kind of warnings. And they're saying, we don't like that. That's a restriction on trade. So it looks like we're backing down in Europe on that. And certainly in Ireland, we're going to have to back down on that too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge argument here of how much alcohol is exported, imported, and how they're going to be hurt in all of this tariffs discussion. What can't get in the way of all of this is the health implications. And I think for most people buying alcohol, they're well aware of the fact that, you know, they shouldn't be drinking too much, you know, that they should be aware of their consumption. And that's why I think it shouldn't be applied into the average supermarket now, where people are already aware of these things.
I'll read you some more text before we conclude. The minister has no idea of what addiction really is. Price has nothing to do with it. Need is need. That's from Leo. If I'm going to buy a bottle of wine, I might buy the best value, but I'm going into the shop to buy wine, and if there's nothing nice on offer, I'll pay full price for something that I want. Either way, I am going to buy wine. Is there discounted alcohol in the Doyle Bar? Asks Sean in Clontarf. I think it'd certainly be cheaper than their neighbours are flogging it in Temple Bar, that's for sure. More nanny statism. We already have minimum unit pricing. Why do we need this? Not going to be politically popular. It's silly, silly, silly stuff. That's from Dan in Cork. Siobhan, thank you very much for joining us. That's Siobhan Maguire, Consumer Journalist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.